My name is Amy Marone. I'm the Middle East Communications Officer at Christian Aid, and I'm currently in Lebanon. I spent the last week with our partners who are supporting refugees from Syria, and I've been really quite overwhelmed by the way in which people have welcomed me into their homes and shared with me some very personal stories of the loss and suffering that they have been through as refugees. So many of the stories that I've heard this week, I think, are probably quite incomprehensible to you and I. I've been told about the journeys that people have made, people having fled with nothing, having lost loved ones, having lost their homes, their jobs, and in many cases, their hope, actually. In Ain El Helouay, which is a Palestinian refugee camp here in Lebanon, I met a family who described to me what being a refugee does to your spirit. The father of the family said to me, "I should be able to feel alive again, but nobody talks about these issues because they are not seen to be life or death, but we are suffering in this way." And that really struck me in terms of the experience of being a refugee and what that does to your spirit. I've also been really quite affected by the children that I've met here who are refugees from Syria. I've met with families who have talked to me about how their children have become quite withdrawn as a result of what they have seen and been through in Syria, and really heard about the remarkable work of our partner Movement Sociale in supporting children who have been affected in this way. I think what's made me incredibly hopeful on this trip so far is the remarkable work that is being done by our partners, Association Najde and Movement Sociale, who are supporting refugees from Syria. I really got a sense, actually, when talking to families, that our partners understand what people are going through, that they share in their loss and suffering and understand their pain. For many of Najde's employees and volunteers, they themselves are Palestinian refugees, and so can really relate to that experience of displacement. The support that they are providing to people here is clearly invaluable and is such a privilege to see. I think that we as Christian Aid, you know, we're very fortunate to have such remarkable organisations that are working here and that we're able to fund in this way. So it's been an incredible trip so far.